Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just want to say something about kind of the nuts and bolts here. Like, the, you know, for years, we do this thing called the rundown sheet, and it's got everything on it, all the contests, and it's all in kind of like a daily schedule for the show. And I think this is the very first time it's ever been all on one page.
Yeah.
Which means we're going to have nothing but fun today. I think the only giveaway is the 9 o'clock Disney Cruise Escape, right?
Couple sponsors.
I do see a couple sponsors, and that's it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. I was like, I go, oh, where's the other page? He's like, it's one page, Sarah. I'm like, okay.
I was doing it. I was like, oh, my God. Wait, hold on. I checked it three times. One page. That's crazy.
It's amazing.
It is.
So July 1st, 2019, a momentous event. Let's try to keep it to one page. I like it. All right, let's get started here. It's time to play a game.
Uh-oh,
Vinny, bum, ready to win bum, $5?
Bum, bum, bum.
I really need $5, Sarah, so yes.
Try this. This is not an easy game.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm going to make you get 2 out of 4. How's that? You're just 50% right.
All right.
You know?
What are we talking about, though?
I just want you to tell me within 5 years when something happened. I'm going to tell you the event, and you tell me
okay.
within 5 years when it happened. Let's see if you can do this.
All right. I just want to say, for those of you betting on me, I like my chances.
All right. What year did England ban smoking in all public spaces?
Well, since I've never been there. I haven't really read about it. I'm going to just talk my way through this. I think they're behind America in the banning. The banning in America started actually in the late 80s and got really aggressive in the 90s. I'm going to say 2005.
You did it. It's in 2007, Vinny. That one is a correct answer. You're within 5 years.
Yes. Did you think I'd get that? You didn't think I'd
no,
get
that? No, I thought that that one was the easiest one.
Oh, what?
Because that one, I felt like, you know, it's been happening. I'm sure you'll do fine. All right. Within 5 years, what year was the first Sony Walkman put on sale?
Okay.
I think this is the second easiest one.
Oh, if only I could do simple math. Within 5 years?
Within 5 years, which is this. Look, you're going to get this one. You can do this.
1980.
1979!
All right.
The furthest he's been away so far is 2 years. All right, here's the third one.
So I got $5.
Oh, you're in.
Oh.
You got it. I knew I should have gone 3 out of 4. Within 5 years.
And by the way, just so you know, I lived with my Walkman in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
lived
my God.
With it.
Those Walkmen. In fact, being able to walk around with a cassette and play it was so huge. Remember when they came out with the CD Walkman and you had to like basically stand still to use it?
No, that was
skip.
I
had
like,
one,
well,
but
this thing's useless.
We would make these. We would get the extra long cassette tapes and just make these punk rock mixtapes of like full albums, just as much as you could pack. I didn't even know what this because you wouldn't have a music list.
No,
I didn't even know what I was here. I just listened to it.
Right. You were going to carry the cassette cover around with you.
Homemade.
Right.
No one wrote that anyway.
Well, wouldn't you write down all your little things on your mixtapes? Oh,
no.
Boy, that's how do you know what you're listening
to? You don't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, question three. Maybe you'll go 4 for 4.
Okay.
Within 5 years, what year did the U.S. Post Office begin using 5-digit zip codes? When did the zip code debut?
5-digit as opposed to the now they use what, 9-digit?
No, as in they just introduced zip codes. You used to just put the city, state.
Okay.
What year did zip codes debut? No. You got this.
I don't think
you
I
got
do.
This.
I feel like
you
this
got
is
this.
This must predate me, right? It has to. No winks. That's not good.
I'm not helping you. You've already won the game.
I'm going to say,
Can he stay? I mean, 2 years off is the furthest off he's been.
I got to say, 1960.
1963!
Oh, my God!
That's amazing.
Oh, my God!
Oh, boy. All right, here's the final one. Will you go 4 for 4?
You're a good guesser.
Within 5 years.
And I am, too, by the way. There's really no...
I think this one's impossible. If you get this one, I'm going to give you $6.
Ooh. Okay.
All right?
He'll get it.
Within 5 years, what year was O Canada proclaimed the Canadian national anthem?
Now why would I know this?
Yeah.
It's an interesting answer, which is why I asked it. In fact, I read that and went, huh. And then I went, oh, I wonder if there's some other things I can make him guess. And looked for a few more.
Well, so I wonder if the reason you're asking is that it's late. Like, maybe they used something else for a long time, and then this came in to be.
I like your thought process.
God. Within 6 years?
Within 5 years.
5 years.
If you get all four right, I'm going to give you $6.
$6, right.
I think I have $6 in my pocket. Let me see what I got here. Yes, I have exactly $6. Hanging in the balance. These are crisp. Ooh.
You know what's weird? I want to tie it to an Olympics, but that still doesn't leave me a good educated guess about what Olympics they either hosted or like maybe they came back after a... boycott. I'm gonna say 84, Bob.
Finny, it's 1980.
Oh my God, I did it!
You did it. Somehow. Wow. You, here's $6.
I would have been like 40 years off.
Dude, I know. But when I saw it was 1980, I was like, that is... It feels like that's the one. Jesus Christ.
So I don't know which Olympics,
if
that's tied to something, but I was thinking the 84 Olympics in LA, the Summer Olympics.
You know, 80, I think, wasn't that the year of the, was that the boycott year or was, no, that was the Winter Olympics with the ice hockey game, right? Wasn't that like a big, isn't that the year of that?
80, Lake Placid? Might be. Lake Placid was like the big.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Well, we were just kids. Right. Wow. Just wow.
Every one of them correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Finny.
Yeah, Vinny.
I go home now.
No. No. That's not how the game works. Okay. No. You just feel good about yourself.
Oh.
It's nice. It's a good way to go into like a short week. You know?
All right.
With a win. With $6 more in your pocket.
It was 1980, the Lake Placid boycott.
That was the boycott?
Mm-hmm. The Republic of China had boycotted the games.
Oh, well.
So that didn't have anything to do with
Canada.
No, Canada
has boycotted,
I don't know
what year they boycotted.
Didn't we boycott like a Russian one?
We boycotted too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the O Canada, who is this? Is this Pentatonix?
Nah, this is Andrew Kessler. Why you want? I don't think Pentatonix.
No. I just thought because it's Canada, a cappella. So. Okay.
It's all one guy, which is funny. He does all the parts.
Oh, it's him in different clothes. Is that him?
Yeah, it's all him.
Oh boy.
Not funny.
Well, what a super talent.
That is fantastic. Just amazing. It's him 4 times. Oh my God. Speaking of him 4 times.
Oh, nice. Nice, Sarah.
No, Toy Story 4 is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say what you thought of the movie.
I thought that was a great... Look, do we need another Toy Story? No. Am I glad we have that one? I am. That Vincent character is the funniest GD thing that they've... He's the... This guy, you know, with the legs and the... I don't want to give it
is
away.
Is he Spoonie?
No, he's the guy, he lives in the antique store, and there's 4 of him.
There's 4 of them?
He's creepy.
Oh, dude, creepiest puppet you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
No.
You saw Toy Story 4, right?
No.
Oh, your kid went by
no,
with
my
her
kid
mom.
Went with her.
Oh,
with...
Vinny, there is so much in there for you.
I can't wait.
You're going to love it.
They also went, I sent them to go see Secret Life of Pets 2.
Oh. And how did that go?
They loved it.
Oh, good.
They liked it. Oh, look at that.
That's Vincent right there.
Okay.
There he is. Oh, it is solid entertainment. I loved that. Just a lot of heart.
He's got a posse, too.
Oh, yeah.
A gang.
Of him.
Yeah, you know, I read that one well. I don't... It's probably not good to disclose my inner thinking.
Oh, please
But
do
I was
though.
Like...
We'd like to hear your thought process.
I wonder if I tell them right now they should go see a movie if Dad gets rewarded later tonight.
Oh, and?
And I did. And wow. I was like, oh, my God, I played it right. Mm.
Did she come home to a clean baby in a clean house?
And everything was...
Under control.
And then... Mm.
And you are winning, Vinny.
At the end of it all, duh. I was like, oh, my God. Something went my way.
That's great. Congratulations. So your wedding is not far off.
Yeah.
That suit of yours is going to look sharp, crisp.
I hope she didn't see a wedding dress that she liked at Anthropology. I feel like that should have been set up already.
No, that's done.
How's the fitting?
Oh, yeah.
For the suit?
For
you
the
mean?
Suit.
The suit was great. There was a little drama, but it's
Oh, please, drama.
Well, right in the store, she goes, oh, God, the navy looks good on you. I'm all, well, okay. And she's like, okay, you got to go navy. And I'm like, all right, we're going navy. We were supposed to get charcoal.
Uh-huh.
We went in for charcoal. Yes. I asked for charcoal. Then, you know, then it starts. Why don't you try the navy? Whatever you say, dear.
Yeah.
All right, I got the navy on.
All right, let's compare and contrast.
I like
the
navy.
Other one too.
And then later, I realized, wait a minute, all the bridesmaids are wearing navy.
Uh-huh.
I can't wear navy.
That's okay, isn't
it? No, that's like color matching.
Yeah.
It's good.
I was like, I can't do that. Hold on, let me look on Google. I check Google. I'm like, nobody ever in the history of wedding pictures has worn navy like the bridesmaids are wearing.
Oh.
My husband did.
He did?
He wore a navy blue suit, and then the two bridesmaids were wearing navy as well.
I guess I could have kept it, but I was like...
So you went charcoal?
Well, first I got the navy, and then I got home and went, I'm not doing it.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know that that's right. I feel like I'm going to ruin the pictures.
Aww.
Can the girls change theirs?
right. No. So you went back?
I just called back, and he was like, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
Oh,
and I went.
So same suit, but in navy.
Switch me to charcoal.
In charcoal. And then you're going to go get it
And
fit
now
in.
I should just call him back today and go, you know what? We're going to go
Just do both. Do an outfit change.
You know what?
Right.
I swear to God, I cannot afford to keep just adding stuff to this bill. It's ridiculous.
And yet that will continue to happen. You've got weeks to add more
it's
stuff
too
to do.
Much
go,
money
oh, what, you know what you do?
Is being spent right
Here's
now.
What you, no. You know, I had a thought. Hey, so you tried it on and then they set up the alterations and then they're going to...
Yeah.
And you'll
Everything
pick it up
fit
later.
Perfect except the length of the pant.
Mm.
So
wow.
it's like we're... Like it just was the purse. Chris helped me
sure.
out.
Where?
At the Stanford Mall. Got What's, me.
It was it at a suit shop or
yeah,
like
it's,
a,
Hugo Boss.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to shame myself over and over.
Touch it lighter.
There was no
touch it lighter.
There was no deal given. This isn't.
No, it's fine.
I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is so that it just everything was perfect. It was just the length of the pant, which they don't. They keep the pants
sure,
super
long,
long
they
on
want it
purpose.
To, right, they want to.
So everything, the shirt was perfect. I didn't need any. It's like, great. I'm done.
Sleeves weren't too long. You
no, everything was perfect. All of it.
Do you have some cufflinks you're going to wear?
No.
What?
No.
I'm surprised.
Why would I wear cufflinks?
I don't know. They're like, they're, you know, in a formal suit, that's kind of a thing.
It's,
John has a bunch of
It's not really a formal
I
suit.
I own them, but yeah, I don't wear them.
It's a suit.
It's a certain shirt, though, that needs a cufflink.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
so this has a button.
Yes.
All right.
I wear them with tuxes and stuff.
Yeah.
For super fancy events. But if it's your wedding, you do what you want.
Right. Thank you.
Which is get a navy suit if that's what you want. You can still do navy, but charcoal's probably... You know what? Charcoal's very versatile. You can even wear that to a funeral if you needed to.
Some would say I am.
Oh.
That's not...
Like
that's
that.
Not a nice...
What?
That's.
I'm doing Hooman's role today too.
Game over, man.
Game over.
Well, I'm totally out of time. Let's talk about weddings. I was trying to get to that, but here we go. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got married again, this time in the south of France, and this time a little fancier. They technically got married 2 months ago in Vegas by an Elvis impersonator,
right.
And this one was a little ritzier. They both teared up while reading their
France,
vows.
Man, is on fire. fire right now with the World Cup happening and the U.S. women won. It was a big weekend in France.
Go USA. Holy cow, girls. Nice job. Let's see. Looks like Maisie Williams, that's Arya Stark. That's, as you know, Sophie Turner is Sansa Stark. Maisie was one of her bridesmaids. And there are a bunch of pictures out there if you want to see them. And TMZ has a bunch of them. Zoe Kravitz got married also in France this weekend.
What?
To an actor by the name of Carl Glusman.
Who's this guy?
I don't know, but he's not good enough for her, whoever
he
is.
I'm sure of it.
They got married at Lenny Kravitz's house in Paris. So she went to her dad's. I mean, I'm sure it's fabulous. Hey, let's just have the wedding here, Dad. All right, honey. And 35-year-old Catherine McPhee married her 69-year-old fiancé, David Foster.
So weird.
In London. They got hitched on the 13th anniversary of Catherine's first single, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which David produced. I guess at the time he was about, what would that make him, 57, and she was 22. So congratulations to Catherine McPhee and David Foster. There were pictures of them, I guess, you know, frolicking on the beach days before their wedding. And it really does look like a father-daughter thing. It's like a gross father-daughter makeout session in the water.
That's his fifth marriage.
Oh, boy. The five's a charm.
See, I don't get that. I don't even get why she... I mean, it would make you suspect of her, wouldn't it? Like, why would... The dude's clearly not... Why go for five?
On the other hand, I feel like she's got enough going on in her own life that if they weren't really in love, that she wouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah, I bet they're really in love.
I'll bet they are.
She's
who
got
doesn't
stuff
love a 70-year-old
going
on, dude?
But don't you also think that there is, once you get to it, like maybe she's got what? What's Catherine McPhee worth? $2 million?
$13 million.
Let's see.
She was on that show Smash. She actually had a couple of albums that had some sales. And she's on some other show now, too. Or Scorpion.
But I feel something. Like, look, I don't know her. I don't know him. Maybe they're great and they love each other. But what I'm thinking
totally
is...
$6 million.
Oh.
But like, $2 million seems like short money once you get among people with money.
Sure, with money, you're like,
suddenly
oh boy,
go,
these people are really living life a lot differently than I am. And I'd like to live this life.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, but he's worth 80, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's decent. That's good, solid money. Now he's worth 86 because they're together.
Yeah, right? So sure. She brought something to the marriage.
Sure, some. And I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
We got broken up with.
Oh, no, who broke up with us?
It's over.
What?
Oh, no, I didn't know what to
talk
about.
Oh, no, what is it?
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What did I do?
Oh, I know what it is.
Come on.
No, you got to wait. You'll figure it out.
What do you
the
need
break.
From me? Oh. I'll do anything.
All right. Let's. Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll
figure it out. We'll negotiate
that in and see if it works.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 9 o'clock. Your chance to go on a Disney cruise escape. It's like three vacations in one. We get people qualified all day, and then someone is going to win the grand prize of the big cruise. It's amazing. So 9:05 is your first chance to qualify today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, so here's what's happening. Hopefully you all had a great Pride weekend. I wasn't in the city for it, but boy, my Instagram and Facebook were as
never
rainbow filled as could be, and it makes me happy.
Yep.
I'm happy to see Pride weekend come and then also pass.
Yep.
Like, all right, now we're into July.
The dog days, summer.
Right.
We buckle down and enjoy summer now.
So here's what's happening.
All right.
We got dumped.
What?
Yeah, tell me what's going on here.
It's such a, if it's what I'm thinking, it has to be. But I just really feel like, you know, dude, you know, you could have taken the air and the money and just.
KD, Kevin Durant.
No!
Is leaving the Warriors. Last night he announced.
Don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
That he's leaving the Golden State Warriors after helping the Bay Area win 2 titles in 3 years. And actually, had he been able to come back, it's highly likely we would have gotten another one this year. Mm. He left a lot of money on the table to walk away and join the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, what are they going to pay him?
It looks like the deal is worth $164 million over 4 years. But he is injured, so he's actually only going to play 3 years. So maybe if you do the math, it all works out. But in a situation where you become a free agent, you can always get paid more by the team you're with because the NBA sort of wants people to stay where they're at. Mm. You know,
what, does that change the cap or something?
Yes, it does. Oh. You can get more if you stay with the team that.
Do you hear Andre? I think it's leaving too.
Andre's gone. Oh. I'm not done. I haven't even gotten there yet. Yeah, Andre's gone.
God, everyone hates us.
No, he doesn't hate us. He got traded away.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's mad now.
He got traded to Memphis.
Well, that was a cap thing, right? Because they needed to free up money to get some other dude.
Well, there was. So I guess.
This
isn't a situation where we break down all of the, you know, detail. That's where you go to the game downstairs or whatever their number. I don't know how you go downstairs on your dial position. But
well, it's downstairs from us. Right. And it is, in fact, you
it's
know,
the
basically
second
two,
floor. Check right, them out check if them you want to know. The.
I'm
you
sure
know,
that's all they're talking about.
Highly
this
detailed breakdown of the Warriors happenings.
Uh-huh. Honey.
But yes, we traded. Technically, we traded Kevin Durant and got a player back. So what's that kid's D'Angelo Russell? He's a young guy. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He had a great year. We're getting him as KD leaves and goes there. So it's actually, we got something in return, which is pretty good business. I guess. I kind of wish that our, you know, our business department, I say our,
because we're
Warriors,
on the team,
right.
Obviously.
I wish they'd have been able to keep him.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, you know, the thing is, he's injured. Goodbye. I've already let go. I'm already over this breakup. Why I want to cry about it. I'll find someone like you. Someone better, even, you know. Someone not broken.
No.
No, I mean, I'm finding someone else. Don't try and stop me.
Kevin Durant could have gotten 5 years, $220 million from the Warriors, but he left us to join the Brooklyn Nets.
The freaking money is just
he hates
insanity.
Us.
I'm telling you, he hates us. He's done, too. He's over this breakup, too. He's like, I don't even care.
He's all under his money.
Yeah. He's like, I just, you know, it doesn't matter how much you pile on top. I can only feel the ones that are touching me. It could be 220. It could be 160. It doesn't matter. Still fine. Man, I'm going to be taking this year off, everyone. Just so we're clear.
Yeah, I mean, he's hurt. He's going to be sitting on the
side. Yeah, we don't want him anymore.
Whoever,
I'm glad he's gone.
The Nets are going to just have to.
Yeah, they're going to have to rehab him and hope that he ever comes back. Good luck, guys. Oh, phew.
Oh, he's going to come
back. We got away from that.
Believe me, I wanted us to keep him. I'm just saying, I wanted us to keep him. I like him. He's good for us. We were a good fit.
He was good. Thanks for everything. Bye. Fun times, good times.
The perfect
fit. I won't write anything mean about you on Instagram.
By the way, speaking of fit, which is one of the lines I've tried to tell all of you, it's a great way to let someone know that it's not working out.
Mm. Mm-hmm. We're not a good fit.
Yeah, I don't think we're
a
good fit.
No, I think we're a really good fit. What exactly is not fitting for you? See, to me, that's not as simple as you think it is. I guess it's because I'm a girl and I know all the little details. I'm going to need to know why we broke up, what you meant when you said this one thing 3 weeks ago at 11 p.m., we need to talk this out. This is going to take a while. Settle in.
The 10 most common breakup lines do not include we're not a good fit, so you must be right.
Yeah.
That's going to lead to more conversation, and that's the last thing you want. 1 in 8 people have been ghosted. There's your breakup.
Oh.
Bye. As in no bye.
That's just a coward's way of getting out of it. Which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I mean, that's
sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah.
The most common breakup lines include, "I don't know how to tell you this, but
how about it's not me, it's you." The George Costanza.
It's not you, it's me. Is on the list, or the old, "We need to talk."
Yeah. Oh.
"And we need to talk" is not a good line.
But probably the most common.
Just about anything, too. It doesn't even matter if it's a breakup. Or if when someone goes, "We need to talk," it's like, "Oh, God, what have I done? What way did I let you down? Yeah. What do we need to talk about? What could this be?"
No.
The fact that we need to talk and we're not just talking because that's what people do. Like, that's just, you know, we could just talk. You could just bring something up. You don't have to say, "We need to talk." You don't have to preface it with the fact that I've done something wrong.
No, I'm setting you up, though, with "We need to talk."
What?
As in,
do I need to go get a drink?
What I'm trying to say is,
oh, God.
This will be our last talk.
Yeah. We need to have a final word. What?
Unless, of course, you want to write some weird letter and hand deliver it.
No, it'll still be the final talk. You'll be ripping that up at the door and throwing that in my face.
Trying to tell you already in advance there's not going to be any more talks.
Yeah.
"I'm not the right person for you. I've been thinking. I need space."
Yeah.
"I'm not ready for a serious relationship."
That's not what you said 3 nights ago. Oh.
All of these lines are the most common breakup lines. And "I don't think we're a good fit" isn't on there. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I like that line.
Just not that into you anymore.
Yeah, what about that one?
"I don't think we're a good fit." It's not on there. I'm just not that into you.
You're just not the one for me. You're great. Nothing wrong with you.
Or someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, you're great for someone else. You're not good enough for me.
Today is July 1st, and so here are some of the things you can look forward to in July.
Okay.
Spider-Man Far From Home is coming out.
Oh, I don't really care about that.
The live-action Lion King.
Yeah, that also, I this whole tendency toward the live action, like, do we really need to do this? That looks so amazing, it might as well just be CG. Like, it's so perfect. I watched the trailer for that at the Toy Story 4 thing.
And you loved it.
It was like, I was like,
Oh, you're not loving it.
I just don't.
You said it looked so amazing.
It looks amazing. It's just, I already know the story, like, line for line.
I haven't seen the first Lion King yet.
Oh, you will.
So
it's
good.
Really good.
I'm sure we will. We've been working our way through stuff.
Maybe you'll just watch the live action version of
it. But we've delayed it due to, we think it might be too emotional.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
There's a couple tough scenes.
Yeah.
Right in the beginning, too. So.
Yeah, they don't show, but you know. I mean, they don't show the actual.
Also coming out in July, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Is that the 23rd?
It's the 26th.
26th. I'm looking for. I love Quentin Tarantino.
I feel like this snuck up on me.
What is it?
The third season of Stranger Things hits Netflix Thursday.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's incredible.
That snuck up on you, right?
Also because usually it's a Halloween thing.
Right, that's
so
what I thought.
Well, but they didn't drop it last Halloween.
So now,
it's actually late.
Yeah. Crazy. Good.
And
I'm glad.
By
I love
the
that
way,
show. I'll binge that this weekend.
Those kids hit that growth spurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they were able to film this fast enough, but they're going to look. They
older.
Look very different now as they promote it.
Because they were little kids
when
that started, and it went fast. When did the first one come out? So it must have been at least 3 years ago, or I guess like 2.5 years ago? Oh, boy. Yeah, she's also got a full face of makeup and a different haircut.
They've grown up.
2016, a lot. July 15, 2016 was the first episode.
2016, huh?
It's just really about the age they are.
Right.
That's where the change is from.
The middle school years.
Mm-hmm. Also, this month, women's soccer continues with the World Cup. U.S. women's soccer team takes on England in the World Cup semifinal tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Big.
USA.
Very big.
USA.
Really big.
USA.
It was neat when they beat France, which is the home team.
Right.
I read that
USA,
an equal pay USA, protest sort of USA. Came about.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah. You're right. And I'm a big fan of women's soccer, and I hope that they do well and that they do deserve that pay.
Yeah.
It's sad that you hear someone playing at that level isn't making enough to
only do that.
Right. Exactly. Mm. Is there anything else? No. Moving right along.
All right.
This story out of Connecticut. A 48-year-old guy named Elliot Buonanno Andrade. West Haven, Connecticut, is an Uber driver.
Okay.
Last week, he took a break from driving passengers and pulled over for, you know.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
that. Was it 1 o'clock?
He was there long enough that someone called the cops to report a suspicious vehicle. So the police went and checked it out. And when they got there, they found the windows fogged up and Elliot inside with an open case of beer and his pants down.
Oh.
He was having a party. When they asked him to get out of the car, he reached into his pants and they got immediately
upset,
alarmed.
Yeah, don't do that.
He wasn't going for a gun, though. It was the sex toy that he'd been
sitting on. You need to, yeah.
I really have lost my touch with that.
That, yeah. Yeah. It's a gentle thing.
Anyway. They asked him, please get out of the car. He reached into his pants. They became very agitated, but it wasn't what they feared. Well, I mean, I guess next on the list after gun would be
disgusting.
Oh, gross,
sex
dude.
Toy.
God.
He was serious about this.
Yeah. Having his own
parking
lot party.
Right. It's a parking lot party.
He was unable to pass some of the tests, sobriety tests he was given, including the alphabet.
Oh.
Which doesn't start at the letter D.
No.
And doesn't end at the letter K.
That's funny. D and K. What's in between?
N. K.
He was arrested for DUI, and Uber has not commented yet on whether he'll be allowed to continue as a driver.
Welcome to Lyft. We're happy to have you. Oh. Clean slate, buddy. Here we go.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
At least there's another
option.
Right. Our text number, if you didn't know, is 800-400-3697. We'd love to get texts from you guys.
That's true.
Your opinion's important. Your compliments are more important.
Yes, we do enjoy those. And your criticism.
Not so much.
You put it where the sun don't shine.
Whoa! Please don't text and drive.
Yes, please.
It's important that we tell you that. Here's a couple. Didn't David Foster play at Catherine's first wedding?
I don't know.
Eek.
That's
David
funny.
Foster's in a band?
Well, he's a musician.
Yeah, he plays piano and he sings at a lot of events.
But she knew him because he helped her with her first record. So maybe that's, maybe she was like, oh, I think you're great, old guy.
He played her first wedding, though?
Yikes.
Is that possible?
That's
a
totally
friend.
Possible.
A friend
Absolutely.
Helping out a friend.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd love to play at your wedding. No problem.
I'm going to marry that girl.
Right after she's done with this marriage.
I'll break them up.
That is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. He was in his late 50s at the time.
At the time when he played her first wedding. Mm.
She was married to that guy for 8 years.
Oh, is that a good,
run for Hollywood?
All right.
I don't know. Who is that guy?
His name is Nick Kokas.
I don't know him.
I don't know him either.
He's a nobody. He's poor. I don't know if he's poor or not.
I just got married in March. My bridesmaids wore navy and my husband wore navy and the groomsmen wore charcoal. Look, maybe this is me getting my first come up into marriage where I should have just trusted her and just let it happen.
Right.
But I questioned it. And felt like, I can't stand up there wearing the same thing as the chicks. Doesn't sound right.
Mm.
I've never heard that.
Do you have who are your groomsmen?
This
just
audible you're pulling right now is making me nervous.
Are they all wearing charcoal too?
No, like they're wearing light gray.
Oh. Well, I
we went in.
I do think that the charcoal will be stunning with that. I can't wait to see this.
I don't know.
Is it just your brothers? Who else?
Yes.
Is?
Oh. the person that I would have asked is not in a situation where he, anyway.
You mean Hooman?
No, he doesn't mean Hooman.
No, I do not
tell you right now.
He volunteered himself like five times last time.
I'm happy to have Hooman at my wedding, but I don't in any way want him to do speeches.
Yeah, we need to run interference so no mics get near him.
That is Sarah's thing where she's like, have Hooman run everything. That's Sarah's thing.
He will do it. Oh,
I know that he will.
It's so much easier.
But it's not for me. This is
he's going to run the whole show at my party on Thursday. I can't wait.
Not his.
Yeah.
It's hers.
Yeah.
I want her to do her.
Isn't every day Hooman's day?
No.
Oh, that's weird. I've never heard that before.
But I mean, it's going to be a nice day. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. Where were we? Oh, yeah. My brothers are standing with me. It's just one of those, that's the right thing to do.
Mm. How many bridesmaids are there?
I don't, four?
Oh, usually you have the same amount in the groom's party, so they walk in together.
I just want my brothers, and I'm just going to stop at that. I don't want to hear about, I don't know if I can make it. Like, there's a lot going on where I just went, you know who can? My brothers.
My brothers. Mm. They'll definitely, they have to be there. I mean,
they got my back. They've had my back my whole life. I'm going with my brothers.
Good move.
Is going to work.
Yeah.
This is solid. My mom will make them be good.
Yeah, that's nice. Secretly behind the scenes running thing, it's Sandy.
Right. Fun fact, Zoe Kravitz married the actor who was in the softcore porn that's on Netflix called Love, the one that John tried to seduce Sarah with.
Oh. Is he the main guy?
Yeah.
Sure. I've seen his...
Oh, you've seen his man area?
Yeah, it's not circumcised.
They show ween?
It's straight porn.
Oh my God,
dude.
It's straight porn. Like, supposedly artsy, but it's full on.
Softcore porn.
It's like long shots of his wiener. I'm like,
action shots. Not aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
No, aggressive.
Oh, no, fully.
Yeah. Working on stuff.
Uncut, aggressive. I was just like,
yeah, they're working.
And it's a nice long shot. I'm looking at it like, oh, that's, wow. Huh, look at that. Just get to sit here and look at it for a while. And like, nicely lit and everything. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Wow. Huh,
it's the whole screen. And it's coming right at you.
And women, too.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Everything.
All the stuff.
Everything.
Pretty much everything.
I only go to my computer for that stuff.
Yeah. Turns out you can go to Netflix.
Huh.
It takes a long time to get anywhere in that movie, though. It's a really weird movie.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
It didn't exactly turn me on.
Well, it's like most porn. There's no storyline. It's just like...
I know. It's
just like, what is this?
But it's weird, like, imagery. Like, clearly he has the one girlfriend, but then the other girl's in the picture for like a threesome. And then, but then she's pregnant, and I'm assuming it's his, but they don't really say anything.
What is happening?
I don't know. It's
all right.
It's called Love.
That's who Zoe Kravitz married, that guy.
Oh, well, he's got a good one.
Oh, you liked it?
I thought it was very attractive.
I thought you weren't interested in the...
just liked it. It looked good. It looked really nice.
Uncut.
Even with the...
Yeah, okay. I did. I was like, oh, look at that. In its natural state. Oh, look at that. This is a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, nothing as exciting as that, but someone came out, and now it's controversial. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.